So love is the quick choice to relate. Sex is more about managing boundaries, desire, medium-term stuff.
Right.
And the zygote is the long-haul generational outcome. But the diagrams don't stop there, do they? They show the opposites too.
Yeah, this is where the symmetry comes in. It perfectly mirrors this creation side with what it calls dislikes or polar negatives.
So opposite love in the short future is
Disfavor.
correct. Short-term rejection, matching short-term connection.
And opposite sex in the mid future. Hurt.
Midterm potential pain matching midterm bonding.
And then opposing zygote in the long future is kill.
Exactly. It suggests creation and destruction, or positive relation versus negative avoidance, are sort of symmetrical forces across all these timescales.
Wow.
Engage short-term love, risk short-term rejection, disfavor. Engage midterm sex, risk midterm pain, hurt.
It's striking that hurt is placed specifically against sex. It's not just like breakup or failure, it's hurt.
It really ties the relational act directly to its sort of highest potential negative cost, that specific kind of pain. Okay, now how does this connect back to the individual? The diagrams map our own life stages too, right? Onto the past.
Yes, exactly. Just like zygote, offspring is the long future outcome. Zygote, me, meaning my own origin, is positioned way back in the long past.
The ultimate anchor point. It feels very cyclical.
It is. And working forwards from that long past towards the present, fetus is in the mid past, and baby is in the short past, closest to the present moment.
Right near the dividing line.
And look closely at the visual here. The baby stage in the short past links directly across that divide to love in the short future.
Ah, I see that line.
It visually ties our most dependent stage, needing care, to the most immediate positive relationship concept. It's like it's implying our capacity for love is somehow rooted in that infant dependency.
That's quite profound. And then there's that note just written on one of the
Oh,
diagrams.
yeah.
Just says, pasty future in big letters.
Yeah. It's a huge statement. It's more than just balance, isn't it? It suggests this deep, almost structural equivalence. Like the sum of your history, zygote, fetus, baby, is somehow structurally the same as the potential sum of your future relationships. Love, sex, zygote.
So self and other aren't just connected, they're mathematically equivalent parts of a whole system in this view.
That's what the equation implies. To understand your future potential, you have to grasp the chronology of your past self. It's a closed loop.
Okay. Wow. That makes a strange kind of sense. Let's pivot a bit. This is where, for me, it gets really interesting. We move from the timeline geometry to language. Definitions. How do you even define words like love or sex if you strip out all the emotion?
Well, the source material defines them purely by their function within this system. We kind of have to act as translators here. The language is incredibly dense.
Okay, let's try love first. The definition given is the word that can more and better relate to the more quantity and quality of else words. What does that mean?
Okay, break it down. It means love is basically the most versatile connector, the word or concept that allows for the most follow-on connections and the best quality connections. Think of it like the highest bandwidth relational tool. It opens the most doors.
Ah, okay. Functional efficiency. That explains why it's short future. It's the quickest way to start relating broadly. Got it. What about sessex?
The definition for sex is a relation that we keep much in mind not to relate to, especially with not desired others.
Not to relate to. That's key.
Yes, it captures the complexity, choice, desire, but also exclusion, boundary management. It's the relationship that takes the most active mental effort to police, deciding who you engage with and who you consciously don't.
So sex isn't just the act itself, it's the constant mental work of managing attraction, risk, boundaries, choosing who not to connect with in that way.
Exactly. High stakes boundary work, which kind of reinforces this mid-future position. It needs sustained mental effort.
Okay. And finally, ZYGOT.
ZYD is defined as the higher and better conserved relation that every relation expands relates to.
Higher and better conserved. So if love is high bandwidth, zygote is high fidelity.
That's a perfect way to think about it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the most robust, the most lasting, the most conserved relational unit. The core essence, genetic or maybe even conceptual, that persists over the long term.
The ultimate anchor, biological or conceptual.
Precisely. And the sources link this idea of zygote directly to concepts like genesis, origins.
Yeah.
They state that mimicking evolves from zygote in holism, and that poetry, or prosody, seeks originality.
So zegaidoti is the fundamental blueprint, the preserved core that other relations try to replicate or build on.
That seems to be the idea, the true relational pattern.
Which means those negative terms, disfavor, hurt, kill, wide, they aren't just dislikes, they're actions or states that specifically fail to conserve, manage, or expand relation in those timeframes.